The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 11th day of March 2022. And tonight, again, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. Although the voice is a tad bit weak tonight because I sure did a lot of talking today. Yes, I went down there to the Bring America Back to Life, and I ran into more people there. I got to the point when we had some meetings, and then I just sat at a table, and people came from over one after the other. We had talked to so many good people, people that support this radio program. I get letters in that from, but sometimes some of them I never met face to face before, and it was just a great day. But I sure did do a lot of talking. Now, speaking of that, we got a lot more talking to come. And tonight, there, guardian of the board, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And way out yonder in Texas, they threw him out of Pennsylvania, so he went to Texas, and is none other than Big John McTurnan.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie. God bless you and all the listeners. And we want that voice strong for tonight.
All righty. They didn't really throw you out of Pennsylvania. You wanted to be with your family, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the main reason, Pastor.
Yeah, I know what that's like when Mama wants to have the grandchildren living next door. Then Mama gets what Mama wants, right? And that's the way it works. But anyhow, yeah, I know what that's all about, and I praise the good Lord. Grandchildren are a blessing from God, aren't they?
Oh, they keep you young.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like here, Pastor Ernie, my son wants to go with the grandkids to the zoo, so I go along, and they want to go other places, and I go along, and which I wouldn't necessarily ever do on my own. You know, I don't think I would go to the zoo on my own, but with the grandkids, there's a lot of places I've gone because of them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, you know what? If they keep us young, mine better get working a little harder. Anyhow, you ready to go to the scripture tonight? And the title? Well, that was last week's. Anyhow, we're going to pick it up where we left off in Isaiah 32, and the title I was going to announce the next week's title, but the title was here, was in the days of Noah. We're going to finish off today by starting off in Isaiah 32. And so it's got 20 verses. You think you can read all 20 of them?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to. And we want to save that voice of yours.
Yeah, because I'm planning on saying some pretty smart things tonight, so I need my voice intact. All right. Why don't you take it away?
Could we, you want to do it like in a segment and then pick up more after that?
Yeah, you can do it in a segment. We'll pick it up from there. Read verses one through
eight.
Yeah, 1 through 8, and then pick it up in verse 9 and read all the way through 14, and then we'll pick it up in 15 and finish.
Okay. Behold, the king reigneth in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. The vile person shall no more be called liberal. I have to laugh at that, Pastor Ernie. Nor the cruel said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainly, and his heart will work iniquity. To practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments of the cruel are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand.
He says, when we start in verse 1, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. Now, this is talking about a particular dispensation of time that he's referring to, and we know that. It says, and a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as the rivers of water in a dry place, so as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So that's speaking about during a specific dispensation of time. And which time do you think that would be?
Well, when I look at that, it says, behold, the king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. I think of the millennial reign of the Lord.
You'd be exactly right. Now, if we didn't know any other, we knew that the one phrase that what tips it off is a great rock in a weary land, okay? And, of course, that rock Jesus is referred to as that rock, but he's also referred to as the living waters. So we know that, and that's going to be the time during that. Then he says, and the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. So, you know, we see things and hear things, and we have a good idea of what they mean, like, you know, the biblical things, like things that have happened, and we've been reading the scripture, and then things that are taking place today, where prophecy is being fulfilled before our eyes. Now we understand that's what that meant, because it becomes very clear. Like, for example, in Daniel, chapter 12, verse 4, where it talks about how knowledge will be increased. Things will speed up. But now, he says knowledge, but he doesn't say that truth is going to be or wisdom, just that people are going to be learning a lot, okay? And, of course, we're, with the technology being increased, we're seeing that on a rapid scale. But then he says, okay, and so in the ears of them that hear shall hearken. So now we'll understand more. Then the heart of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. So we see today we have people during that time. We have people. I know a number of people that are spontaneous, and they don't really think things out. You know, there's, like I said, they've come to a conclusion. Instantly at a conclusion without weighing the evidence on either side. And then here...
Yeah, like rash decisions.
Right.
Made a rash decision.
Absolutely. And so then here, Also, the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. I had a friend, and this fellow wanted to be a preacher really bad. He's a little man stature. He was a very small man in stature, but he was a very soft spoken man, and he wanted to be a preacher really bad, but he just was not. That was just not his gift from God to be a preacher, you know, because, he could get to preaching and he'd have you sleeping in no time, okay? But he was an excellent Bible teacher. He was an excellent Bible. See, he thought things out and he studied and his friends, you know, tried to say, you know, God has given you a gift there. Go with the gift that God's given you, right? Why do you want to be something that you're not? Go with the way God has made you. Isn't that a smart thing?
Absolutely, yeah. People around you can often see things about you that you can't. So you could be blocked by emotion. I want to be a preacher. But except for Moses. Moses stammered. But God sent
Aaron.
But, people around you, Pastor Ernie, can see. So they'll say, well, look, you're not cut out really to preach, physically we'll say, and that, but you can really teach. So go with the gift God gave you of teaching.
Absolutely. So then he says this, the vile person shall be no more called liberal. Now, John, remember, this was written
Pastor Ernie, I had to laugh at that. I couldn't help it when I was reading that verse.
Yeah. I preached on this message years and years ago, and when I did, people were astonished. They didn't know that was in the Bible. But here he says that, well, no longer. So that means he's talking about once the millennial kingdom has started, then the vile person won't be called a liberal anymore once it started, okay? Because when that was written, John, the word liberal had a positive connotation. The word liberal, yeah. When that was, it meant someone who was generous with their own property, with their own money, with their own food, and especially with their own liberties, okay? And so, but once the Lord sets up the millennial kingdom, then the words will go back to their original meaning, won't they? And so,
yes,
here.
Exactly, yes.
And the churl said to be bountiful. Now, the churl is a miser, as a miser. And so, remember how, you know, you had certain people out there that, well, you know, like liberals. Liberals are generous with other people's money, okay?
With tax money.
Yeah, so with their own money, they're misers, aren't they? And now, for the vile person, now first, let's take a look at that. The word vile means someone that's repulsive to God. Someone that's repulsive to God. Give me an example of that.
Someone that's repulsive to God would be sexually impure, Pastor. The Bible calls them, you know, whoremongers and things like that. They are vile.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. But he gives you too, even better than that. He gives you over there, I believe in Proverbs chapter 6, he gives you a whole list of people that are repulsive to God. And in fact, let me take a quick look and see here.
Things does the Lord hate, and seven are abominations. Lying tongue, feet that be swift into mischief, hands that shed innocent blood, he that sows discord amongst the brethren. There's more there, Pastor.
A heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift running to mischief, a false witness, that speaketh lies. Dead. And so those are the things that are, these are repulsive to God. And so today, people with those characteristics are called liberals. if you're for killing babies, if you're for abortion, if you're one of those people that voted over there in Maryland, if you're one of those people in Maryland or in New York that voted to kill babies even after they're born, you are repulsive to God. The Bible says you are a reprobate and you're unclean. Now, I say, I wish that I could go inside that chamber, lock the door so none of them could get out, John. None of them, okay? And just preach them. Heavens have you on one end and me on the other. And have them preach them. Remember out there at that bloody preterm abortion chamber? I was around one side, you was around the other. And those security guards ran from one end to the other trying to get away from both of us, huh?
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, me too. That guy came to me complaining about that crazy preacher at the other end. Boy, yeah. Did he.
He ended up running inside. He went inside the place.
Yeah, I know. He had nowhere else to go.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I had to laugh. I had to laugh because all of those old death people who had nothing to do, they pulled them out to put them down there to support the killing of the children. And you went down there right in the midst of them and preached them heaven sweet and hell hot. And they had totally confused looks on their face. Like, what do we do? Okay.
Oh, Pastor Ernie, that was right in front of the place, right?
Yeah.
And I had a pro-life sign, so I held it up, and they asked me to leave because they said they thought it would be a pro-life. They thought they were all pro-life, and that would be a pro-life gathering in front of the abortion center. And I said, no, I won't leave. I said, you leave. And I started to preach to them, and one by one, they all left.
Yeah.
Me standing there by myself. I ran them all off just by holding a pro-life sign and talking to them about the Lord.
I've got to say this, John. I sat there, and as I watched, I was thoroughly entertained. Let's pick it up here. He says, the vile person shall speak villainy, and the heart will work iniquity and practice hypocrisy. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you talk about there's, and I'm going to be preaching on Has God Not Spoken? All of these things happening tonight and here in the last couple of days where you had camel hair and you had these people from the Biden coming out and saying, if a country doesn't have borders, it's not a country. The hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Oh.
Just unbelievable. Yeah. And then here of the liberals, and then Biden trying to blame what he did, to pacify AOC, to pacify the squat, to pacify crazy Bernie, to pacify Pocahontas. What's her name?
From Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Elizabeth
Warren.
Warren.
I'll make the entire country. We'll destroy the economy because if that's what you want me to do, okay? And so anyhow, unbelievable. But now it says here, he goes on to say, the liberal devises liberal things, okay? And by liberal things, he shall stand. Now, he's talking about standing in a particular place, and that's judgment. He's going to stand in those liberal things and judgment and being totally repulsed of God. Okay, now pick it up and read from verse 9 all the way down through 14.
Okay, 9 through 14. Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear to my speech. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail, and the gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, be ye careless ones. Strip you, and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. they shall lament for the
teats.
Yeah, for the pleasant fields and for the vine, fruitful vine. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city, because the palaces shall be forsaken, the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be for dens forever, and joy of wild asses a pasture of flocks.
Well, now he's talking, okay, he's talking about a time like, John, today in America, you know, it's like, ho-hum, ho-hum, oh, yeah, yeah, there's a God in heaven for sure. Well, we know that, but you know what? You know, just stay there, God. Don't interfere with my life. There's an attitude amongst people out there. Look, I have what I have because I deserve what I have. I've worked for what I have. I deserve it. I made myself. Well, there's a problem with that. Is that, and God tells you, okay, God sustains us. You see, we don't sustain God. He sustains us. We breathe as long as God says we breathe. Okay, we're here as long as God considers us useful to him, right? And so he gives us so much time. Every person on this earth could disappear today, and that would not affect God in any way, would it?
No, Pastor Ernie. He's self-sustaining, self-sufficient. He's
but yes, if there, absolutely. if there was no God, would there be any us?
No.
Okay.
No.
So he's talking about the attitudes of these women, because there's a particular woman I know who I was very close with, but she had this attitude. Like, yeah, yeah, I know. Okay. I don't have to listen to you on the radio. I hear it from you live. And as far as the preaching goes, and look, you've got your way of believing the Bible. I've got my way. You've got your opinion of who God is. I've got my opinion of who God is. The problem of it is her opinion or mine don't matter. It's God's opinion, right? And he makes it pretty clear. He don't stutter, does he, when he lays that out in his word, huh?
It's crystal clear, Pastor. Crystal clear.
So he's telling these daughters to rise up and hear his, to listen to his voice, you careless daughters. And listen, give ear to my speech. Listen, you better pay attention, okay? Many days shall you be in trouble, you careless women, for the vintage shall fall and the gathering shall not come. He's saying, look, you've had it pretty easy. You don't need God. You've got all the food you want. The grapes are there. You've got whatever. You know, you have it pretty good. And so you're not thinking about God at all, okay? It's all about yourself. And then he goes on and he says, tremble, ye that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip you bare and gird sackcloth upon your loins. So what did they put sackcloth upon for? When they put sackcloth upon, what was the purpose of doing that?
That was to show humility and repentance, Pastor Ernie.
And that's what he's telling these women to do. Does that apply to the women in this country today?
Oh, especially that upper class, hard left, arrogant, whatever other words you want to put on them. Absolutely. And Pastor Ernie, when we're reading this, I think of Isaiah chapter 3 about God describing the attitude.
The daughters of Zion. The daughters of Zion.
The judgment. Before the judgment. And this is described, because early the word was talking about the millennial reign, but now it's talking about the time, the condition before the judgment that's coming, and that came with Babylon, when Babylon judged ancient Israel.
That's exactly right. Now, so he says now, tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip you and make you bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for their teats. Do you know what their teats are?
No, you tell me.
They're breasts. Those are breasts. Okay. Particularly, it refers to the word breasts and then the nipple, okay? But he's talking about they shall lament for the a lot of people don't know this, but I happen to know this. I've studied this. Do you know what God gave women breasts for? You know what they were originally for?
Well, I guess the same for now, Pastor Ernie. I can't imagine what
they were. They were used to nurse babies, huh?
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't made to be silicone containers, were they?
No. No, Pastor Ernie.
Do you think many of the young girls nowadays know that?
I don't know what they know today, Pastor Ernie said. I think they think it's just like sex appeal.
They're there to attract boys. That's what they think they're for. Okay, but anyhow.
Yeah, sex appeal.
Now he goes, he says, upon the land of my people shall come thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy. Well, he tells you that the judgment is going to come, but then, if you go to verse 15, he's talking about, again, we're going back to the millennium now, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be consent of the forest, then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and the righteousness remain in the fruitful land. In other words, only God can change men's hearts. Only God can change men's hearts. And that's going to happen during that millennial kingdom. And we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. When the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty,
and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
No, we're not going to take it anymore. We're standing up. We're fighting back. And all you folks out there, God bless you all that have stood. And all those good people that came, I talked to today, who will stand and fight. I mean, you know, I got no use for people that would tuck and run, who won't stand and fight for the freedom that they enjoy. And, you know, those freedoms were bought and paid for with the blood of good people. And today we have out there lesser people, much lesser people, and it seems like the government's filled with them. And unfortunately, so many supposedly churches are filled with them. But here, we're gonna play a part in it. Now, this is a clip, John, of the criminal confessions of the State Department, because it confirms Obama created illegal bioweapon labs in the Ukraine. Remember, we told people a week before anybody else, before Fox News brought it out or whatever, we were telling you about those, and crickets from all of the fake news media out there. And so we're going to play this clip here, and then Big John McTernan, we will have you give an extreme excellent commentary on this clip. Be right. Take her away.
Karova is the head spokesperson for the Russian Ministry of Information, and she just came out in a big press conference. The video is on Infowars.com as we speak. We're going to post it in the live show feed as well. Breaking video. Russia tells the U.S., we have found your biological weapons, which they're now, Victoria Nuland is confirming their bioweapon labs, but saying it's Ukraine's. But I have the Washington Post from 2005 saying Obama paid for it and did it. So this is all exploding in their face, literally and figuratively. Here she is talking.
Suggesting, Ms. Zakharova, that the Russians have now discovered the remnants, vestiges of chemical and biological weapons factories, and also adding that the United States is in control of all these sites. Now, just in April of 2020, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine issued a stark statement, completely categorically denying that the U.S. were running any biological weapons sites in Ukraine, as have the security services of Ukraine.
Global bombshell. State Department confirms U.S. operating bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Pentagon warns Putin may use nukes preemptively. And then we've got articles out today, along with the thousands of others that came out the last few weeks, a debunked conspiracy theory about U.S. bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine was seized upon by Russia and Chinese media outlets. You mean like the Associated Press years ago reporting on it? And so they have Business Insider and all these other groups out there running around saying none of this is true, when there were hearings yesterday where the Undersecretary of State came out and admitted this. So here's Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland admitting it.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. I will be here for the next 4 hours live. And if you're a TV viewer, you notice that the screens are all dead in here. I had the crew do that as a symbol of what it'll be like during a nuclear war with the power off, literally, for years. And it's estimated that a large-scale nuclear war would kill at least 5 billion people. A billion would die in a basic exchange between Europe, the United States against Russia, and back against the West. And then an estimated 4 billion people would then starve to death in the next 2 years. Will humanity destroy ourselves is the big question. Again, I want to really thank you all for joining us today. We've truly reached information overload point. So let me just tell you what we have here today and the three big guests that are going to be joining us. We have the Undersecretary of State, Victoria Nuland, the Ukraine Eastern Europe expert, she's called, who helped architect the overthrow of the Russian-backed leader 8 years ago and was recorded on tape admitting that. She has now come out under oath in hearings and admitted the U.S. is running level 4 bioweapon labs in Ukraine and near the border with Russia. And now they're claiming the Russians are going to get the bioweapons and release them on everybody. So first, they had thousands of articles written the last week when the Russians came out and said there's bioweapon labs. And the media all said it's not true. They had countless articles saying Alex Jones is a Russian agent. InfoWars are Russians because they're reporting the Russians are telling the truth. I don't side with anybody except God and my family and my country. And if the Russians are lying, I'll say they're lying. When they're telling the truth, I'll tell you that they're telling the truth. Because I could go back to the U.S. Pentagon funding tens of billions of dollars, over $10 billion the last decade in Ukraine. And all of this is going on. And there's Wall Street Journal articles and Department of Energy reports and National Geographic reports. I mean, we put a video together last week, and I've aired it several times this week, dealing with the bioweapon labs. Greg Reese did a report, and we just show you the articles and news clips and government documents where they admit all of this. So that's a fact. And now they've gone from denying it to saying, the Russians are going to get the bioweapons and release them. As if the Russians don't have their own bioweapons, as if they need to go invade and take over labs to do it. So this is just one more thing the New World Order has done to stir up and get in the Russians' face. Not just missiles, not just weapons, not just moving nukes close to Russia's border and delivery systems, but now confirming the bioweapon labs. Unbelievable. Yeah, there it is. Russia says U.S. has bio labs with plague and anthrax. Ukraine, U.S. calls it absurd. But that was 5 days ago. Now they have done an about-face and have reversed all of that and said, okay, it's real. It really happened. Global bombshell. State Department confirms U.S. operating bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Pentagon warns Putin may use nukes preemptively. And then we've got articles out today, along with the thousands of others that came out the last few weeks, a debunked conspiracy theory about U.S. bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine was seized upon by Russia and Chinese media outlets. You mean like the Associated Press years ago reporting on it? And so they have Business Insider and all these other groups out there running around saying none of this is true when there were hearings yesterday where the Undersecretary of State came out and admitted this. So here's Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland admitting it.
Does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Last question.
Oh, yeah. Is Russia going to invade the whole world? Is Russia going to teach five-year-old boys they're really girls? Are they going to open up the U.S. borders? Are they going to devalue the dollar? Are they going to cut off the Keystone Pipeline so that we go bankrupt? Are they going to shut down all the small businesses and say we're not essential? Are they going to finance the Wuhan lab with Fauci and Gates and then release the virus and then inject us with a deadly poison gene therapy that turns off our immune system and gives us blood clots and heart attacks? Oh, no, that's you. The New World Order that has hijacked our country. And that's what Jesus said. They said, Christ, how will we know who's good and who's bad? Because the devil can quote scripture, can masquerade as angel of light. And Christ said, you will judge them by their fruits. You judge a tree by its fruits. And what is the fruits of the people that now have hijacked this country? They hate the Midwest. They hate the South. They hate hard workers in the Western areas and Northern California. They hate everybody that loves God. And they've been starting a war with Russia for a long time and now poked Putin to come in there. And now they're blaming all the commodity prices exploding, the oil prices exploding on Putin. When that's just the icing on the cake and the cherry on top, the new increases, they were all going to continue on at high levels. Now they can just blame that.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3.
And they were owned by the, quote, U.S. Because we have articles going back to 2005 where they said all this. To counter the Russian threat, the U.S. is building these level 4 labs where, in the name of defense, they can produce weapons, just like what we saw at Wuhan. So let me show you some of these. I mean, it's not hard here to know the damn things were built there in the last 15 years. Here it is, Washington Post. U.S. to aid Ukraine in countering bioterrorism. August 30, 2005, Joe Warrick. And it says Obama is spending billions to build this network of labs. Exclusive. Detail webpage shows Obama led an effort to build a Ukrainian-based biolab handling especially dangerous pathogens. And it links through the Washington Post article admitting all that. Documents expose Barack Obama ordered construction of biolabs in Ukraine to create dangerous pathogens. Here's one out of the San Francisco News. There's a bunch of these. Al Gore reports on it, the secret U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. So now that this is coming out, they've gone from saying these labs didn't exist and that I'm a big liar and all the rest of it to, okay, they exist, but they're Ukrainian labs. And we're worried the Russians are going to get it and release it. I mean, come on, people. And of course, we have the transcript of Nuland trying to overthrow Ukraine before, and they indeed did that under Obama. I mean, just look at that satanic woman. So do I lionize Putin and Russia? No. Am I naive? No. But are they the ones under attack? Has Russia been expansionist? No. The globalists running our country have been expansionist and are destroying the very nature of our country existing. And now they can try to get us to support the corrupt occupational government because we fear Russia. And China is 10 times a threat, in my view, that Russia is. But I have other guests on to give other perspectives because we're not a cult. It's like Sandy Hook. We barely ever even covered that in the aggregate, but the internet didn't think it happened. People questioned it. There were some anomalies. So I had people on that thought it happened and people that didn't think it happened. People would get mad and say, why are you having a couple of debates about this? You need to say it didn't happen. And I said many times, well, I can see how people think that. We've been lied to so much and then get sued for that so they can get rid of the First Amendment. It's preposterous, ladies and gentlemen. Of course I question Jesse Smollett. Of course I question a lot of these events. And it turns out Snake Island didn't happen. And the ghost of Kiev didn't happen. And the Russians didn't make the reactor leak. So, yeah. And it turns out Biden is involved with his son in the bio labs. It's right here. Absolutely incredible. Here are the letters where they break it all down. So, yes, we're vindicated again, ladies and gentlemen. But it's not hard to be vindicated when it's on record. They just think that other people don't know how to look up articles from 16, 17 years ago. But we do. Now, I said I would get to this segment, but I'm going to hit it at the bottom of the hour. And the January 6th tyranny and where it's going has really crystallized. It's gotten very crystal clear. And it's come to a head, and it's bad. And just like I could tell you, when they start faltering with their COVID-19 power grab, they'll announce that the power grab's over, but they'll keep doing it in places where they've got control, like Australia, like Germany, and like South Korea. And then they'll just bring it back here later, and now they're releasing documents saying they plan to bring it back right after the election. They thought they'd have it during the election, but people saw through it. So now they're kind of backing off until the election's over in 244 days. This is all confirmed. Strategist documents are out. Letters are out. We've already covered it. So we know exactly what they're thinking. But before they ever did that, I said, as soon as they hit enough opposition, they'll claim it's over when it's not over. And then they'll launch a big war and then a cyber attack because they don't even hide what they're planning in their policy reports. You know, a new video's out that's going viral of 2009 where I say they're going to release a virus and lock down cities and make you wear masks and track everywhere you go with vaccine passports. Because that was in previous documents. But there I am before lockstep came out in 2011, nailing it because it's all I do is studies people.
All right, John, you remember back when Obama Nation was in and we were bringing this stuff out about the bio labs, this and that, and just crickets, crickets. But do you remember the reason that we talked about these bio labs and what Obama was doing and how Obama was purging generals, 11 four-star generals from the military, how he was filling the military with bootlickers, okay, pro-communist, anti-American. And remember the reason that we did that? Because we heard it over and over. Because anyone that did that was because they were racist. Do you remember?
Oh, absolutely, Pastor Ernie. Not only racist, but do you remember, I think there was an admiral that was in a card game, and he was accused of cheating in the card game. I'm not making this up, but do you remember that, Pastor Ernie? And
was that Johnson, the one that they had taken out?
I don't remember his name, but they dismissed him because there was allegations in some poker card game he was cheating.
Yeah.
Now, any literally, folks, any excuse Obama could get to fire top American patriots, they were gone.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that on a whole scale for the whole – that the American people are as stupid as NBC, ABC, CBS, and Ronaldo or whatever is think they are?
I think a certain percentage are stupid, Pastor Ernie. I think that, and the percentage, I'm not sure. I would say the maximum, it's about 30% down to 10%. But yes, there is a element of the American people that are gullible, stupid, and they think they're geniuses. They think they're scholars, they're intellectuals, and they are really dumb, Pastor Ernie.
Now, when we look at the fake news media, we brought this out a long time ago about, you know, they would say, if we all say the same thing at the same time in the same way, people will believe us. Okay, remember that they had it, this little saying, and then it starts out with one person, then it goes to two people are saying, if we all say the same thing at the same time, the same way, people will believe us. And then there's four people saying that same thing. This was something they actually did to show that, look, we'll do it right in front of them. We'll do it right in front of them, and they won't even understand what we're doing. We're the liberal media elite. We are so much smarter than the people out there. And that one woman...
Can I tell you something funny?
Sure.
You know, we're dealing with the liberal elites and how smart they are. And I was in a debate with a real hardcore liberal with a reprobate mind. I mean, totally against God. So then they were kind of mocking me. He was mocking me. So I asked them, please define a marriage to me. He couldn't do it, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
They attack marriage between a man and a wife, but then when you ask them to define it, they can't, because there's no end to their, you know, what's wrong with harem? What's wrong with some man having a harem? If society says it, what's wrong with it? Or three women and a man as a marriage, what's wrong with that? He ended up where he could not define. He had no idea what a marriage was. Now,
I know.
Do you call that stupid or what?
You know? Like, well, the Bible calls it reprobate. And I think Jesus...
Now I'm going to test your IQ. Would you please define for the audience what a marriage is?
It's a union of one man, one woman for one lifetime, and God. Okay.
Oh, now you see, you're a genius.
I've always known that.
Yeah.
Remember what the Lord Jesus said? He said in the beginning, originally, he said when marriage was given, it was meant to be one man and one woman for one lifetime. Okay, and so, but hardly anybody knows that today, huh? I mean, they really don't know that today. And they don't even...
In today's mentality out there, Pastor Ernie, they'll accept the hard left, the reprobates, they'll accept marriage between a man and a woman. But if you say marriage is only between a man and a woman, that's fighting words to them. They cannot tolerate that. They go crazy over that.
Well, you know, the thing of it is I've debated some of them myself. And you're right, they lose. I mean, there's just no way. You see, because what happens is, you know, it's very simple. God overrules them. And whenever I say, God says you're wrong, God says you're a liar. Now, it's between you and God. We're up against a break. We'll be back after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come. Be right back.
Light the fire, take a stand, light the light, feel the land, let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.